Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Translation and Transliteration of Contact Information PDP Working Group call on the 9th of June 2015. On the call today, we have Wen Dai, Chris Dillon, Jim Galvin, Justin Chu, Sarah Bocchi, and Rudy Vansnick. We've received apologies from Peter Green, Petter Leinfort, and Amel Sadeh. From staff, we have Julie Headland, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Let us go into agenda point three, the statements of interest. So it's just the formal question. I need to ask you whether anybody's had a change in statement of interest since our last call, very recent one. And seeing nothing in the chat room and hearing nothing, that means we can go into agenda point four, which is the draft final report. Version 5.1 is the latest one, which I was proofreading early this morning. I got as far as the recommendations. That was about as far as I got. Now, Lars, I believe you had some comments from ICANN staff, so perhaps it would be a good idea to start with those. Would that be convenient?
That's great. Thank you so much, Chris. This is Lars, for the record. Yes, as is usual with these things, we internally send the working group's work to the teams from compliance, especially, and the global domains department, so the registrar and registry services, to get their view, because sometimes, you know, us non-technical people overlook things, and they sometimes have suggestions that the working group might want to consider. And there were, in fact, three key issues. Three issues that came up. First one, I'm going to start with the easiest. I recommend 6, if you don't mind. Chris, I don't know, you have the control.
Yeah. It's
which
round
pages
about
maybe 20.
Nine. Yeah, so there's some. Oh, goodness, this is a sign that's any good at.
Here we go.
Too far.
You should see it. It's on page 19. Is it synced? It's synced now.
So that looks.
So recommendation 6, the working group. Well, I mean, you see what it says. And basically, the comment is that, we can leave it in if we want, obviously, but it's superfluous. Is the comment from the registry service, especially, simply because the RDAP, by definition, has this flexibility. So this recommendation will not change anything, and we might as well remove it. That's one comment. The second issue, I'm sorry, that was brought up, is the RDAP itself. And although the IETF has agreed on this, and it's due to come into force, it was noted that if this working group who's dealing with issues surrounding RDAP is recommending that it be used, and that our recommendation be implemented as soon as the RDAP is implemented, whether we wanted to also make the recommendation about the RDAP itself, that the working group recommends that it be implemented so that registrants can submit their data in languages other than ASCII, and thereby kind of giving our argument a better starting point. That was pointed out, because it doesn't say in the recommendation that we recommend that. And the third point, I'm sorry, I'm just scrolling through. Oh, yes, the third point is recommendation 2. And I'm just going to copy and paste. So it's about the issue of tags that we discussed beforehand, and so there's the wariness that we oversubscribe something that then will be very difficult to implement, and we won't be able to achieve what we actually want to achieve. So the registry team provided a slightly different wording that I can paste into the chat. In fact, I've done that right now. Which will not change any of the recommendation itself, and it's obviously something that would be circulated among the mailing list as well. And on the same script, and I'll finish recommendation four, because we're talking about the identification of data in different scripts in recommendation two, the last half sentence of recommendation four through the language of script and text is also superfluous, and obviously mentioned tags again, which has all sorts of implementation implications. And I think that is it. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for that. Now, let's actually deal with the last one first and just get it out of the way. So that's just a matter of getting rid of EG through the help of language and script tags where applicable from recommendation four, and that's because it was picked up in
recommendation two.
I've no objections to that, so unless somebody speaks up in its defense, I think it's for the high jump, so we should get rid of it. All right. Let us do that. And then perhaps if I just work through the other various things, or no, actually, I'm going to deal with the long one in the longer comment in the chat room, because if we get a conversation going, it will disappear off the screen, and that is not a good idea. So let's knock that one off first. So we've got the replacement text as recommendation two, whilst noting that the new RDAP is capable of providing non-ASCII contact information. The working group recommends RDAP data fields be provided in a way that allows for easy identification of what different data entries represent and what language script has been used by the registered name holder.
It's just a couple of words that have been changed.
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with this rewording. In fact, I was quite uncomfortable with the original wording. It felt sort of slightly clumsy, and I think this is an improvement. So that's a good piece of text to squirrel away. I think we should just adopt that as. It just seems I can't see any problem with that. But again, if anybody can see something, then speak now. I can see Rudy is typing something in the chat room.
And if I can just add to this very quickly, I think this might be an issue of discussion, obviously for the group and also on the list, seeing that not everybody is on the call today, but. I think recommendation two is if the group wanted to mention the implementation of RDAP, I think that would be very useful, fit very neatly there, saying something like the working group, recommendation two, setting a half sentence, the working group recommends the implementation of the registration data accession protocol and notes that the protocol is capable of providing, and then continue.
Yes. I think possibly the only feeling I have, we've got Wanawit agreeing to a suggestion that Rudy's making about non-Latin going to non-ASCII in the chat room. But yeah, as regards that, the only thing is that, personally, my knowledge of RDAP is not particularly strong. So, although I don't have an objection to the change, I would quite like to hear people say, "Yes, this is definitely what we should do." I think Rudy does know his way around it quite well. I don't know what you think about it, Rudy. Maybe you can't speak for some reason. Okay. I think from my point of view, it's all right to make the change. I would be slightly happier if somebody sort of defended it more rigorously. But I am fairly.
Rudy might be.
Yes, I can see he may be typing something. So let's just wait a moment and do that. I think that would be good. And Rudy's saying yes. He's trying to see which way to go. Let us not waste time on this. There was a hand up for a moment in the chat room, but it's gone down again. Okay. I think at the moment my attitude to it is yes, but it's not a particularly enthusiastic yes. But I am convincible. And Rudy's explaining that actually he's got technical problems. Okay. This is something we can... I'll just put a mark in my notes to come back to it later. Meanwhile, I think the only other one that we wanted to pick up was the third one, which was the different wording about tags. I don't know whether you have the alternative... or the alternate wording, Lars.
Come again, Chris. I didn't quite catch that.
There were three suggestions we got, and the third one was something about a different wording about it was either tags or tagging. And have we got the answer to that handy? That's really what I want to ask. Or have I misunderstood it?
I think you might have. So it was the
actually
the removal of the half sentence in recommendation 4.
Yes. Okay, I was slightly
covered in 2.
Because what happened was
and then recommendation 6 itself is superfluous simply because RDAP does that by definition. Especially if we recommend in 2 that we adopt it or that be implemented, then we can leave it in, but it makes no difference because RDAP has this capability. So as long as that's implemented, this will be one of its capabilities. Sorry. Thank you.
That's all right. No trouble. That explains why you said at the beginning there were 3 suggestions, and I managed to note down 4. that was what was going on there. What we do need to do is, I think, just go back to the first one, which was basically saying that recommendation 6 won't change anything and should be removed. Working group recommends the WHOIS replacement system remains flexible so that contact information in new script languages can be added and expand its linguistic script capacity for receiving, storing, and displaying contact information data. Okay. Rudy's actually typing in the browser. I'd keep that. I have to admit, I'm quite sympathetic to it as well. I'm being awkward today, aren't I? What was the reasoning? The reasoning was that this was going to happen anyway, and so there was no point in stating it. But
if RDAP is implemented, then by definition it has inbuilt flexibility that what people refer to as script agnostic. Meaning that it doesn't matter which script is being put in, it will be able to deal with it. That is part of RDAP's nature.
Oh, yes, okay.
So it'd be a little bit, recommending that you buy a car and then also recommending that it has a steering wheel. I don't want to cause this to be. So I mean, if it stays in, it stays in. It won't change anything. It was just a point made by our registry chaps who are familiar with the RDAP.
Sometimes in projects like this, because they tend to go across quite a wide spectrum of things, because you end up in these situations where something that is absolutely obvious to one community isn't obvious at all to another. I am mildly for keeping it at the moment, but it's caused some amount of conversation in the chat room, so I'll just pick up on that. So Rudy started off by saying I'd keep that. Justine came in with, can we use the reasoning in Recommendation 6 to support adoption of RDAP? You see, again, who is replacement system is just a more generic thing, and so the reason for using who is replacement system is that if there is some issue with RDAP, then we're still all right in the longer term. Rudy is actually saying more or less the same thing. It illustrates we are thinking in future possible changes. Yes, absolutely. I think it's an important consideration. It's not that we're against RDAP at all, but it's just one possible solution, I suppose, sort of short term. Then Rudy is coming in with a good option. Steering wheels are important, but could become a joystick. It's like in aviation. At the moment, I actually think, as regards Recommendation 6, unless somebody convinces me that it's going to harm things, my temptation is to leave it. There are just one or two editing things which we really need to sort out. We actually don't have to do this immediately. We can make final decisions on the list. And actually, in both cases, at Recommendation 6 and RDAP, these are not very strong feelings I have. They're just sort of mild things, and I am open to suggestions.
Just very quickly, Chris, can I just add? In the chat, I think that actually, if there's a tendency that, you know, 6 should stay in for safety first, you never know, so you might as well add that, since there's no harm, and I appreciate that. But combining it with the adoption of RDAP, so we could say the working group recommends the adoption of RDAP as a WHO's replacement system, so that a flexible, we have to rephrase this, but combine the recommended adoption of RDAP with the need for a flexible system that can take in different scripts and languages.
Okay, so Justine in the chat room is saying, if we are keeping to who is replacement system, then please leave recommendation 6 intact. Now, I'm not totally sure why being, you know, more specific on a particular solution, which probably will be the one that is run with, but actually why that is, why it's better to go that way. I almost feel rather similar to the sort of marking and tagging business that one uses, marking rather than tagging in case there's an issue with tagging. Rudy has said, well, who is will probably always be maintained as a definition. Oh, yes. Yes, okay, that's likely. Are we recommending adoption of RDAP here, though? So the answer to that at the moment is that we're actually tending not to, but that's only quite a that's not a sort of a strong feeling. It's there's a slight tendency not to recommend a specific solution. That is something that, you know, I am open to debate on it, but, it is rather like the marking and tagging thing. There are advantages to not specifying specific solutions. Rudy is saying perhaps that would be a good combination. I'm not totally sure what that's referring to be honest. Okay. Oh yeah, so this is so Rudy is actually saying it might be good to put it in there. So yes, I mean perhaps I mean maybe it could be as simple as doing something like the working group recommends that a Whois replacement system, for example, RDAP. maybe that gets us away from it. I wonder.
Chris has just posted something along the lines on the. I have trouble with the chat, so I can't. For some reason, it's lagged by about 2 or 3 minutes on my computer. But in the right hand side of the notes, I put something very rough, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What I had in mind for six when I talked about combining the recommendation of the ADAP and the recommendation six itself.
Okay, that sounds really good. We're having the bizarre technical problems this week. Rudy, would you like to talk about this?
Thank you, Chris. Rudy, for the transcript.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's important that that the working group mentions at least the RDAP somewhere, in order to demonstrate that we have been thinking about. If we remove it everywhere, there is no trace, and that we have had this discussion, and that we try to figure out the best way to recommend. I would like to see, and I'm quite happy with the proposition that Lars is posting in the notes. It seems to me that putting in the RDAP will demonstrate to the world that we have been discussing on this, and that we felt that it had to be.
Rudy, I think we've got technical problems again. We've lost you. However, I would really like to say that is really, really good. I mean, RDAP does need to be mentioned somewhere. At the moment, I am fairly sure that it is not mentioned. So, obviously we're waiting for some text in the chat room, but I think there is an agreement it will be mentioned, and the only question is exactly how it will go in. So my suggestion is that we just put for example, and then give it as an example of a likely system. and I can see there's a little bit more content coming on this one as well. Roger is just saying yes to the idea. Oh, and so is Justine. So that looks as if we may have made a bit of progress with that issue. Good, good. But we might, we might want to polish text a little bit. Now that then takes us to what I would like to suggest is that we have a look at the recommendations and the suggestions, and then perhaps look at other parts of the report that have changed. But actually, there are relatively few other areas of the report that have changed, so we could even get off early today, bizarrely. Although we do need to leave a bit of time to talk about next steps and procedures at the end. All right, so I'm just wondering, Rudy is back in the chat room, and I don't know whether you've heard the conversation, but we were agreeing with you and saying that, as far as we know, RDAP is not mentioned in the document. It does need to be mentioned, and the only question is where and how. And at the moment, there is a suggestion that we just put for example, RDAP in that one, and that would actually that might make everybody happy. Yes, and you're saying so as well. Lovely. Okay. Now, I wonder what the best way to do the recommendations is. I'm happy to read them out again if you can bear it. if anybody has some, if anybody has things that they know they want to pick up, then that is also possible. Okay, well, maybe if I go through for a final time, and let's just see where that gets us. I'm open to better methodologies, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. But number one, the working group recommends that it is not desirable to make transformation of contact information mandatory. Any parties requiring transformation are free to do so on an ad hoc basis outside the WHOIS replacement system. If not undertaken voluntarily by registrar registry, see recommendation number 5, the burden of transformation lies with the requesting party. All right. I don't think I can see Rudy saying yes to that one. As far as I'm not spotting anything there. You read things 100 times and you stop seeing things eventually. It's horrible. Okay. Recommendation number 2, whilst noting that a WHOIS replacement system should be capable of receiving input in the form of non-Latin script contact information, the working group recommends its data fields be stored and displayed in a way that allows for easy identification of what the different data entries represent and what language script has been used by the registered name holder. Rudy's got his hand up. Would you like to go first? I've got something as well.
Thank you, Chris, really for the transcript. I hope you can hear me now.
Beautifully, yes.
Okay. Just a little question about the non-Latin. Should it be not non-Latin or non-ASCII? I'm still confused about that. What's the best we could do?
Depending what you read, you see 3 different terms here. You've got non-Latin, non-Roman. In the UK, we use non-Roman usually, or non-ASCII. Now, in this particular situation, the precise form, I think, is actually non-ASCII. Best of my knowledge, the best thing to say is non-ASCII, so it should be changed. Lars is agreeing with that. Okay. Possibly wouldn't do all that much harm to leave it, but possibly better to change it now. Can I remember? Ah, yes, and I've even remembered what I spotted as well. I'll just get it in because it's a really small edit, so before I go to Lars. And what languages or scripts, because there could be more than one, and what I would like is to have the S in brackets, and then that because you could get more than one language and script in the same record, unfortunately. So I think we should perhaps cover ourselves for that. Lars, would you like to raise something?
Sorry, Chris, no, it's the Adobe playing app. I didn't mean to raise my hand.
Oh, right. Don't worry. Well, yes, we've got the plague of technical problems. All right. Rudy, would you like to pick up something?
Yes, thank you, Chris, Rudy, for the transcript. Well, I'm also referring to recommendation 7, where we are saying we are also talking about non-ASCII. So maybe it's good if we align them so that we are talking about the same stuff through all the recommendations.
Thank you very, very much. Basically, in situations like this, often there are terms that are almost synonyms, and the main thing is actually just make it to make up one's mind and just always use one form. So, okay, so certainly we'll leave number 7 as it is and change number 2. Now, Justine is saying, didn't someone query the word stored before? Ooh, goodness, we're not still using that, are we? We possibly shouldn't be. Okay, so the working group recommends its data fields be stored and displayed in a way that allows for easy identification of what the different data entries represent. Now, I reckon that stored is actually all right here, because if we were talking about RDAP, then it doesn't work. But it, because we're talking about the system, whatever it is, actually, I think we may be able to use it. So my instinct is to leave it, and in fact, Rudy has just backed that up. Okay, yeah. And this, I think, brings us into number three, which is the working group recommends that registrars may choose the language or languages and scripts or scripts they support for registrants to submit their contact information data in accordance with their business models. Read that very badly, but I can't see any trouble in it. Right. Number four, the working group recommends that the registrar or registry assures that regardless of language script used, the data fields are consistent to standards in the registrar accreditation agreement, relevant consensus policy, additional who is information policy, and any other application policies. A typo, but I'm not going to raise that. Entered contact information data are verified in accordance with the aforementioned policies and agreements, and the language script used must be easily identifiable, e.g. through the help of language and script tags where applicable. Language has changed a little bit over the last few days in this one. Again, I actually don't see trouble, but... Rudy is saying he agrees. Okay. Number five. The working group recommends that if registrars wish to perform transformation of contact information, and if the WHOIS replacement system is capable of displaying more than one data set per registered name holder entry, these data should be presented as additional fields in addition to the authoritative local script fields provided by the registrant, and that these fields be marked as transformed and their source indicated. Okay, I have spotted one thing in there. I wonder if anybody spotted anything else. Okay, and in fact, what I've spotted, I think it's actually a mistake anyway. I'll leave that. Oh, wait a minute. No, maybe it is important to raise it. The thing at the end, so it's, and the, that these fields be marked as transformed and their source indicated. Now, the question is, because this is English and there's always the possibility of using the plural, whether we actually need to have that as source with the S in brackets again. Because I think there could be more than one source, so whether that would be an improvement there. I feel it possibly would be quite a minor one. And in the meanwhile, so Rudy's saying whether marked should become tagged. Wait a minute. No, it's the old argument on this. So marking is a vague term, deliberately vague, because tagging is one possible way of doing it, but not necessarily the best way. Rudy's then say, could indeed have more than one source. Aha, yeah, okay, yes. And Jim is agreeing with that, so source with the S in brackets it is. If you just don't believe that there is anything more to spot, and then there it is. Okay. Jim, would you like to raise something?
Yes, Jim for the transcript. And as long as we're spotting things, do we really mean to say just if registrars? Perhaps it should say if registrar or registry? In fact, why are we focused on anyone in particular if anyone performs transformation?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have to be a little more careful than anyone. But
yes.
Anyway,
yeah,
I think you get my question at this point. Thanks.
Yes, that's great. So I think we use a passive. I would suggest a passive. So if we do something like the working group recommends that if transformation of contact information is performed, then we're out of the trouble, you see. So that would be a possible way around that. Now I've missed the hands up in the chat room, and I'm not sure which one went first. Rudy, would you like to go?
Yes, thank you, Chris. Rudy for the transcript. I'm agreeing with Jim, and I was just making the same reflection that for recommendation 5, we are in fact just pointing to the group of registrars, while it could be registries also. So perhaps we could do the same as we do in recommendation 4, that the registrar or registry.
We leave the also good. Also good.
I'm not convinced that the registrant will be the one that will be deciding on the transformation. If the platform doesn't allow the registrant to do any translation or transformation, he is out of the game. The ones who have the ability to offer these services are a registry or a registrar.
All right. Thank you for that. Jim, would you like to pick up something there?
Yes, thank you, Chris. This is Jim. What occurs to me is, since we're picking this up now out of recommendation 5, I think rather than what, the point that I take from what Rudy is suggesting is we should do the same thing throughout whatever we decide to do. I was actually liking what you were suggesting, Chris, where we take it into a passive state and not actually identify who is doing the transformation, which I think suggests that we do the same thing in recommendation 4. And I think recommendation 3 is fine. We want to leave that, or maybe not, because if we're going to focus on GTLDs, then I think it's fine to say registrars. But if we would prefer that our recommendation has potentially broader applicability, we should do the same thing in recommendation 3 and take out the reference to registrar and just point out that you have to support registrants. Whoever is communicating with the registrant can choose the language and script they want to use to support. So coming back around, I like the direction that you're suggesting here for 5, Chris. And to key off of what Rudy was saying, we should probably do the same thing throughout. Mm-hmm. Since we're not going to mandate transformation, let's take out specific references to who may or may not do it. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I think that is the way I would like to tend as well. At least for the recommendations. So. I'd like to suggest that we do it. So in 5, 4, and then as regard, I think also 3. I really, really like the idea of it being something that could be applied to CCTLDs as well. So for me, that's something very, very positive. Now, I can see, Rudy, would you like to add to the discussion?
Thank you, Chris, really, for the transcript. Well, for recommendation 3, it's indeed the service, the platform that's what we are focusing here in recommendation 3, is the platform that registrars are offering to a registry, in fact, is never offering a service to a registrant. It's always through a registrar. So that's why I didn't pick up here the discussion about having both mentioned, because it's only a registrar who is able to offer a platform for a registration of a domain name, and as such has the ability to address in the language of the market they are focusing on. But again, indeed, as Jim was saying, if we want to widen open the recommendation to the larger, to the TLD group, if I may say, then indeed it's not only registrars. That's another discussion, I think.
Thank you. I think there are some benefits to leaving recommendation three close to what it is, but my instinct is actually to go passive with recommendation three as well to cover. It would be very, very nice to consider that other model at the same time. So that's what I would like to suggest on that. All right. And I can see Jim agreeing. Thank you very much. Ah, yes. And Rudy's saying, what's the feeling? What do people think about the idea of turning recommendation three into basically passive, which is not mentioning registrars? It's just the working group recommends that the languages and scripts are chosen or something like that. We'd have to play around with the wording slightly, but the idea is not to indicate the agent of the action. And Roger is saying he likes the passive. Yes, I suspect in my case, in Japanese, a lot of verbs are either in transitive or passive. So I think that's where my love of the passive is coming. Okay, right. I think there's something else coming in the chat room, but I'll make a little progress. And Justine is actually saying she has no objection to either approach. I don't feel very strongly about it. I have a weak feeling that the passive is the way to go. Now, very quickly, recommendation six, because we've already dealt with it, but just may not totally know what we've just remembered exactly what we're doing with number six. I think we are keeping it pretty close, aren't we? The working group recommends the WHOIS replacement system. Ah, yes. For example, RDAP remains flexible so that contact information in new scripts/languages can be added and expand its linguistic script capacity for receiving, storing, and displaying contact information data. All right, we have spoken quite a lot about that one, so let us have a look at recommendation number seven. The working group recommends that these recommendations are coordinated with other WHOIS modifications where necessary and implemented as soon as the WHOIS replacement system that can receive, store, and display non-ASCII characters becomes operational. So WHOIS needs to be united and possibly uppercase, lowercase, so uppercase W and then the rest is lowercase there, so it's just proofreading, really. Working group recommends that these recommendations are coordinated with other WHOIS modifications where necessary and implemented as soon as a WHOIS replacement system that can receive, store, and display non-ASCII characters becomes operational. One of the changes I made elsewhere in the document was actually about this, because I checked the background section and I coordinated that with with a section in the draft final report from the EWG on IRD, because they had a lovely section on this and I was really keen that we picked their brains, and so that's what I did. And so that meant adding a certain amount of information in there, which if we've got time we could have a quick look at. Okay. Then moving on to this last thing, finding in relation to Charter Question 2, which we spoke about quite a lot last time, based on Recommendations 1 to 7, the question of who should bear the burden of translating or transliterating contact information to a single common script is moot. Then we move, I can see Jim may be wanting to say something about that. I think we might have a look at the suggestions perhaps and come back. Oh, wait a minute. Jim is saying he likes the definiteness of the finding, but has to admit it's rather final.
I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, I'm reacting a little bit with a chuckle in mind here. I'm like, wow, it's moot, go away. Don't bother me, don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm not sure, you know, how to soften it, and I'm not sure I want to soften it, but it just stands out and it strikes me, that's all. So, thanks.
Yes. Yes, I had a sort of strange feeling as I read it as well, yes, I've got a sort of vague feeling that it may be possible to improve the wording here, but I just can't think of how. Rudy, I'm hoping you're going to help us.
Thank you, Chris, really, for the transcript. I would keep it short and straight forward. Otherwise, you have to start explaining the different angles of who would have to bear the cost, depending on what combination of requirements. And I think then we are gone for another 2 or 3 months. That's at least what I'm afraid of.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, actually, in some ways, this is quite. It's a bit blunt, but it's. Yeah, it is certainly straight. It is straightforward. There's a little bit more stuff happening in the chat room. I'm actually going to have a bit of a look at those. Oh, wait a minute. No, I like the current wording. I think it's necessary based on our findings. Thank you, Sarah. That makes me a little more confident with it. Yeah. A niggling feeling, but very strong, actually. Now, time management. Do we spend the remaining time on the next steps and procedures, or do we have a quick look at the suggestions? Now, the suggestions... Right. I'm going to try and do both. Let's see what happens to us. Lars, how long do you think it's going to take to explain the next steps?
Chris, I think it's just a couple of minutes.
Right, okay. In that case, I'll go for it. So, should data in a Whois replacement system be machine readable? Oh, gracious me. Please, yes. If transformation is ever carried out, transformation standards will be required to avoid discrepancies between the original and transformed data sets. Yes, I feel very strongly about that personally. If anybody would like to raise something, just do so then at any time as we go through. Should the language of non-Latin Whois data fields be indicated, marked in inverted commas? That's almost defining how we're using marks. That's quite useful. If so, is there a better solution than tagging out? Yeah, that's pretty much what we mean, isn't it? Is the registrar's consent required before a transformed version of Whois data is published in Whois? Okay, a bit rhetorical, that one. Perhaps, yeah, maybe it's good to leave it in. Instinct is leave it in, I can see. Rudy is saying leave it in, okay. Is a Whois verification required every time a transform field is updated? Well, that was a question that was asked, and we're fairly sure that the answer is no. Maybe not 100%, but Rudy, would you like to pick that one up?
Yes, thank you, Chris, really for the transcript. But it's quite similar to the question just before. It's a registrant's consent required. Well, it's a kind of verification. So I think it's a question than just which verification required. I would say, yes, if it's binding for law, then you need to verify. But that's the big question.
Thank you, Rudy. I would be keen, based on what you've just said, to leave it in. I think this is, depending who you talk to, you get different answers. It needs more work. Okay. Further work is required on how all of the current WHOIS work fits together. Well, there's part of me that I'd really like to take this out because I think we have worked really hard on this and it's just inviting negative comments from people, which we don't really deserve. What do we think? The only thing is it was raised in number 25. So perhaps we do need to... Rudy is saying out. Yes. This is a difficult decision. Well, we actually have done some work. I mean, that work I was telling you about before was on exactly this. So, Rudy, would you like to pick it up?
Yes, thank you, Chris, Rudy, for the transcript. I would prefer that we take it out. It looks like, if we leave this one in, it looks like we didn't have been working this. And the WHOIS, the discussions and all the work we have been doing in that context was quite long enough. You say that, if somebody thinks that there is other work that has to be done, well, they just have to start a PDP, but I would remove it from this one, as I think we tried to cover everything so far.
Thank you, Rudy. I did some extra work on this, as I was saying, just triangulating with the EWG's report. I would really like to get rid of it. Ideally, we might have had a different comment in the review tool saying, we've done it to death. We've done it so much, we're fed up of it. Perhaps ideally the review tool comment might have been slightly different. Our response to the comment might ideally have been slightly different. But I think unless somebody votes very strongly for it, I think it should go. All right. And last but not least, what are the responsibilities on registrants and registrars as regards contactability? This was a sort of a relatively minor thing that came up. Perhaps a little bit of work might be good just to clarify that area. I can see Rudy is typing something. That could go in many directions. Yes, it's a bit of a sort of a loose end, isn't it, really? Yes. All right. Rudy is saying quid proxies, for instance. Yes. I can see Sarah is typing something. I think we might have enough time. Just have a quick look at page 24 whilst that's coming through, because that actually is this new text, which was a result of my triangulation of the EWG's work, and I've added this thing about this report. So it's the stuff in red. ESSAC report on the domain name registration model was released in June 2012 and concerns information associated with the domain name from the creation of its registration to its expiration, and proposes a structured and extensible generic data model. And that was just to sort of beef up our background and to some extent justify the deletion of that suggestion. All right. Now, there are some other edits in this document. As I was telling you at the beginning, I proofread the document as far as the recommendations. I think there was one occasion where I found a paragraph that had basically been duplicated, but with the exception of that, I only found tiny little things that are only interesting to linguists and librarians. So I won't trouble you with them now. Obviously, you're welcome to have a look. They're all in the document. They're all there as edits in the document, but according to the lists that I have on this really is the last thing that I want to raise. So I'll just say briefly whether there's anything else somebody would like to say about the document. And if not, whether Lars could do the next agenda point, which is next steps and procedures.
Hey, Chris, this is Lars. Yes, so the timetable was obviously sent around. Sarah very helpfully off list pointed out that I put the wrong time down for our Thursday call. I put down my own time rather than the UTC time. So it's 13 UTC Thursday as usual. But the next steps are, before that even, we're going to circulate another version by tomorrow morning at the very latest to the entire group with track changes from this meeting. And then, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. So by tonight, we're going to make a call for more changes added to the recommendation itself only that will close at 23:59 UTC today/tonight/tomorrow morning. Then on Wednesday at 9 UTC, we circulate the final report on the list to the group, and that will include, based on the, unless there's controversial comments coming in tonight that need further discussion of the whole group, it will be up to the chair's discretion to determine whether we have consensus or not. He will indicate it to the group. And then there can be confirmation or rather denial of that by group members on the list, and that deadline will then be a Thursday at noon UTC. So basically up until for another 8 hours, 9 hours, edits on the recommendations, then the new version goes out 9 hours later, with a call for to confirm that the consensus has been reached, and then that runs for 27 hours, and then on Thursday it's closed, and we have a final meeting on Thursday where we show the motion that will be drafted by then, if everything goes well, that will be presented to the Genus Council to adopt the recommendations, and those have to be submitted by the council liaison, so a member of the Genus Council, which I believe is AMA, but that's formality. So, that is the deadline as of now.
All right. Many thanks for that very good summary of what we're looking at over the next few days. It sounds as if they're going to be just as busy as the recent days have been. All right. Beyond that, let me ask you whether there is any other business on the meeting. I think at the moment it's actually looking as if we may not have enough content for another call on Thursday. I mean, we've got one scheduled if we need it, but at the moment, it seems as if it may not be necessary. So in case we do not meet again on the telephone, at least, then I'd just really like to say thank you to all of you for so many meetings and so much input over a prolonged period of time. For me, it has been just the most wonderful learning experience. Really look forward. It's been an enjoyable experience, and I really look forward to working with you. Still finishing this one off, don't get me wrong, but on this and similar things in the future. So I'm actually going to really miss these calls. many thanks,
Chris. I think we can echo. Obviously, this, and thank you for all your hard work that you put in. I'm sure Jim wants to do the same. I'd still recommend we keep the Thursday call so we can all say goodbye. Also, I think it's a nice thing, especially because people are missing today, even if we just do it for 10, 15 minutes. Over to Jim.
Yeah, that feels right. And who knows? Perhaps we will get more content, and yes, and perhaps I think we've advertised it as well, so that's absolutely fine, and various people agreeing to that. Jim, would you like to raise something?
Yes, just a related question. I apologize if my attention wavered for a moment and I missed this point. Will there be a presentation or a session scheduled about this result and this working group in Buenos Aires? Or are we past that at this point?
If I can take that.
Yes, by all means, yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Jim. This is Lars. So if everything goes well, if the report is being, if we have consensus on Thursday and it's been signed off by the group, then it will be put to the Genus Council. The chairs will, the co-chairs, Rudy and Chris, will present to the Genus Council on the Saturday preceding the meeting, the findings of the final report. There will not be a meeting of the working group there, because the final report will not go out to public comment before it's adopted to GSO Council. It will go out to public comment again before board consideration. So it's usually presented as the initial report, but the final report normally has not a special presentation session, as it were, to the community as a whole. That makes sense.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It sounds as if the likelihood now is that we will have a brief meeting on Thursday, as Lars was saying, and that's fine. But anyway, as regards today, many thanks, and very, very grateful for what has been a very positive experience.
Thank you, Chris. We'll be in touch.
Indeed, yes. Goodbye, then.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lars.